Tiggs kept up his aged colonel act.
Ha! Did you hear that little maggot, Blademaster Buckler? I suppose she thinks that entitles her to some of our blooming supper, what?
Buckler nudged his friend hard.
Right, that's enough, mate. Apologies accepted, Flib. Come and sit here. Diggs, serve our guest with supper, please.
She ate like a mad beast, cramming everything in with all the speed she could muster. Diggs passed her a beaker of cordial.
Whoa, Mom, slow down before you go bang. Here, take a sip of this. Slowly now. Suffering stewpots, how long is it since you last had victuals, what?
Flib chewed hard, swallowed, then sighed.
Cool, nothing like victuals when you're hungry, eh? It's a couple of days since I had a feed.
Buckler refilled her beaker.
So now will you tell us what you're doing out here all on your own, being attacked by vermin?
At that point, the scraggy fox, who was now wide awake, shouted angrily.
Untie us, I'm warning you. Cut us loose right now.
Buckler rose, bowing to his supper companions. He drew his long rapier.
Pardon me a moment, please.
Crossing to where the vermin lay bound, he began assisting them to stand.
Come on, up on your hunkers. That's the stuff, cullies.
Buckler the Blademaster circled them, swishing the air with his long lethal blade.
Cut ye loose, do you say? I'll cut you, ye hard-faced villains, though it mightn't be loose.
The hulking weasel and the scrawny fox wailed in terror as he came at them with the whirring sword, whip, snip, whiz. A few expert strokes shaved the whiskers from the petrified pair. Buckler chuckled grimly.
I'd hold very still if I was you. Don't want to get in the way of my blade now, do we?
Keen steel slashed through the weasel's belt, causing his ragged pantaloons to fall round his footpaws. Ting! A brass earring was chopped neatly from the fox's earlobe. Swish! He lost a tail bracelet. Thwop! A shabby sleeve dropped from the weasel's dirty shirt. Ping, ping, ping! This was the sound of three fancy bone buttons shooting off the fox's tawdry waistcoat. Buckler surveyed his work, leaning on his sword hilt.
What do you think, Miss Flib? What next?
The shrewmaid bellowed savagely.
Their ears, snouts and tails, then their necks.
The vermin collapsed on the sand, pleading pitifully.
Oh, no, sir. You wouldn't do that, sir.
Don't kill us, your lordship. We've got families.
Aye, little ones and wives. Spare us for their sakes.
Buckler's eyes went cold. He kicked them both.
Get up, up, both of ye, snake-tongued liars. If I believed ye, I'd finish both of you right now just to save any poor beast the misery and shame of having the like of you as fathers. Now, which way am I pointing?
No, sir, you're pointing north,
wailed the fox. Buckler growled through clenched teeth.
Aye, north tis. Go now and don't stop for the next three sunsets or I promise you'll be fly bait.
A few stinging smacks from the narrow flat of his blade sent them scurrying awkwardly off, still tied back to back and paw to paw. They stumbled and tripped off into the falling dusk. To say that Flib was impressed was an understatement. She sat wide-eyed, whispering.
I've never seen any beast that good with a blade. Never.
Diggs patted the shrewmaid's paw.
Indeed, and you ain't likely to, missy. You've just witnessed a Salamandastran Blademaster, the best there is. But you must remember, he was only toying with him. Right, mate?
Buckler speared a slice of apple from the fruit salad, flipped it up with his sword point and caught it in his mouth. He sat down winking at Flib.
Right.